Penguin Random House Audio presents Jason by Laurel K. Hamilton. Read for you by Kimberly Alexis. To my husband, John, because in some ways everything is for him. To Genevieve and her spike, figuring it out as we go. We must be willing to get rid of the life we've planned, so as to have the life that is waiting for us. The old skin has to be shed before the new one can come. Joseph Campbell. Chapter 1. Jason Schuyler, one of my best friends and favorite werewolves, stood in the morning sunlight of the kitchen. His yellow hair gleamed in the light, so that his boyishly handsome face was haloed with sunshine. But as I looked into the pure, soft blue of his eyes, I knew that devil's horns were more his style than halos, and pure was only a way to describe his eyes, not him. He'd been a precocious teenager, and his day job was still assistant manager and exotic dancer at Guilty Pleasures. The body that showed around his tank top and jogging shorts proved that he stayed in shape for his job. But none of that was what made halos seem wrong for him. He had a streak of mischief in him so strong that he couldn't quite resist pushing everything. If the situation was tense, he had to resist not making a wisecrack at the wrong moment. Since I had the same urge, it was one of our bonding moments. He and I both tended to poke the proverbial badger with a stick until it rushed out of the hole and tried to eat us. We'd both learned over the years to curb this urge, and were much happier.